A sharp increase in the number of hepatitis C cases related to intravenous drug use led Marion County to seek a syringe exchange program. The new mobile unit will offer syringes as well as testing, immunizations, naloxone, and treatment advice. Claire Fidian Green is the president of the Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation. She says opponents often claim these programs lead to more drug use.
But the evidence shows just the opposite. Syringe service programs help reduce the risk of disease, prevent overdose deaths, and divert criminal justice involvement.
This sort of program was first used in Scott County, Indiana, after an HIV outbreak related to opioid injections. State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box says that opened a door.
Every Indiana county today has the option to establish a syringe service program.
The unit will operate 2 days a week at two locations in Indianapolis. For Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.